Good morning, Aqua Perfect.
Yeah, hi. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I was looking for Pete, please.
This is.
Hi, Pete. Nice to meet you. I'm working with Brian at Piece of the Rock. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing great.
Cool. Is now an okay time?
Absolutely. He said you'd be calling.
Yeah, hopefully he didn't say how horrible a person I am.
Nope. He just said you're the guy slinging checks left and right lately.
I worked with him for a long time. I think I worked really hard to earn his business the first time, so make it easy. Can I give you my phone number in case you get disconnected?
Sure.
Sure. And you're kind of involved in the bigger order from the equipment from Park, correct?
The water system.
Yeah. But yeah,
just the water part of it.
It goes on the same truck as the CNC, though, right?
And if it doesn't, it'll come on another truck with shipping included. So we gotta. I mean, I'm waiting until I get your down payment here until we put it on a truck, obviously. So he had said you were going to cut a check, and then.
Yeah, I'll have him sign documents. Hold on one second. Give me one
and
second.
Timing, we're running out of time, you know.
You know, everyone always likes to put pressure on me.
I know. Well, Park. Well, it's a long story, but yeah, that you know, we kind of everybody forgot about the water end of it, and now it's a fire drill.
Gotcha.
No pun intended, with Brian being a fireman.
All right.
So what I was hoping, I think it was like 31,345 with tax, and then we can get the unit here and start planning for install.
Gotcha.
And we're going to, you know, we're shooting for right before the Park equipment comes or during when the Park equipment comes, same truck or another truck, but right in that same time frame.
So you sell, so there's a few steps of the process, and let me kind of just walk you through it. I'm going to kind of break it down into manageable parts and not I don't like to steamroll people.
Nope.
So we're doing the other CNC machine. I understand this is kind of part of it. I understand also that you actually make this equipment for Park, but are selling it to him directly in this case, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Park isn't able to accommodate, you know, we would have much preferred they just did it, but they can't accommodate the time frame, so we're going to make it happen.
Gotcha. All right. And so here's what we're going to do. So on these this financing is not rolled into the other CNC. It's separate, but you're also part of a transaction that involves an air compressor vendor. So I just want to walk you step by step and kind of give reasonable expectations. The reason I want to give you reasonable expectations is, A, it's the right thing to do, and B, I'm not sure if you work with anyone for financing, but I'd love the opportunity to earn your business. I do a lot of vendor-based financing.
Sure. We do. Normally, we let the customer figure this out because you know, it's very typical in cases like this for a guy to buy from three or four different vendors.
Okay.
And then if they use their local bank or their local finance guy, it seems to work good. If I, as the water vendor, try to finance $30,000 of my stuff and $1 million of Park stuff and a $40,000 air compressor, it just never works out for you or for I.
Let me give you kind of,
But that is a possibility. You know.
I'm going to give you a little pushback. You probably haven't worked with someone like me. I'm a bit of a unique guy. I've been with Cardiff for 9.5 years. Almost all my business is vendor-based by dealers such as yourself. I don't actually have, like, Park doesn't send me business, in a sense. I don't like discount anything, although I'm trying to get their business. I actually work through another vendor that Brian bought, and I have a lot of existing clients. But what I do for other vendors is I actually make the process simple and basically put their needs first, and volume leads to my paycheck. So essentially, a lot of vendors that I work with, they say, hey, look, this guy's looking for $30,000. The reality is that the average customer, a typical local bank, is too much headache, bureaucracy, and requirements for a construction guy.
I agree.
And I step in, I make the process simple, and oftentimes when it does involve a lot of the deals that I do, just not to push too hard, but a lot of the deals I do, it's just one piece. in a case where there's a lot of pieces, I give the customer options, but what my whole thing is about bringing value. Anyone who's going to send me business should be making money by my service. If not, it's a waste of their time. So let me kind of walk you through this transaction, and stop me if you have any questions. I kind of talk a little fast, if you've noticed.
No problem. That's fine with me.
So there's two vendors here. So the first thing is I need to get you approved as a vendor because I never worked with you on this program.
Sure.
So what I need you to do is I need you to send me an invoice that's typed out with the following information. Both the bill to and the ship to is piece of the rock. So they're both the bill to and the ship to on this transaction. Okay?
Okay. No problem.
All I need you to also list is 100% payment required before shipment. I'd like you to throw that on the invoice.
Yep.
Now, realistically, when are you looking for a deposit?
Well, real soon, because it's, you know, I mean, it's coming right up. So, I'm willing to work with him and you, but
okay.
I can't ship that much stuff across the country without a check.
No,
you know?
Brian is a little different, but a lot of vendors that I tell me say buyers are liars, and by that I mean it's that once that equipment's on the truck, look, you don't think customers have defaulted on me, and when things go side, they can't pick up the phone? I understand your needs, but let me give you a realistic idea. He's in Mexico.
Yep,
so
I know.
The earliest, I mean, I can try to communicate with him. We're trying to get his other deal wrapped up. I can try to send him documents tomorrow, but realistically, he might not be able to sign docs and get them back to me until Monday.
No problem. I'm able to deal with that stuff. That's
okay.
Not that. Yeah, no. We're going to do all we can here to make it happen because we're, you know.
I get you.
Just such short timing, but yeah, that'll be no problem.
I understand. So on Monday, once he gets back Monday, I can have him sign documents Monday. What I work off is called fax to fund on this program, so he doesn't actually need to overnight me everything. And then we'll try to get you funded before the holiday break.
Yeah, and that would be roughly, let's see, I'm not by a calendar.
That would probably be like the 22nd or so.
Okay, and that's this coming Tuesday next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay. Next.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me? Anything that I can answer for you right
now?
No.
Jamie in Minnesota will be available for any paperwork details for you. And I'll call her and have her get this invoice right over to you in the near future. And then feel free to contact her directly or me, and whatever's convenient, whatever you want to do at the moment.
Okay. So. Perfect. Fair enough.
Yeah, our invoices are generated. Even though I'm in Vegas, our invoices are generated in Minnesota.
What kind of equipment do you sell? Because I'm on your website, I see like a lot of coffee-related stuff, but is this a big part of your business?
We have multiple businesses. So basically, AquaPerfect does commercial water treatment. And Pristine Environmental, the company that we have in Minnesota that builds this equipment Brian's getting, we have a tax number in Nevada and employees in Nevada, so legally I believe
it's no big deal. You just collect taxes. I understand. You have a footprint.
Yeah, so that's why I wrote it on that paperwork. But it's our Pristine Environmental company.
Whoever invoices me, it's fine if you collect tax. Just let me know the official company. Do you have my email address?
Nope. Shoot it to me.
So my email address is rgoldstein. That's rgoldstein. So that's rgoldstein at bankof, so bankof, of Cardiff. And Cardiff is charliealpharomeodogislandfrankfrank.com. Can you read that back to me, please?
Yes, R. Goldstein at bankofcardiff.com.
Cool. So I don't need to pitch you any longer. Hopefully we make this transaction smooth, get you paid quickly.
Yep.
I'm always accessible. Do you have my direct line in case you need to reach me?
Nope. Please shoot that over.
It's 858.
Okay.
866.
Okay.
9102.
Okay.
And my name's Ruben. I just run our stone division here.
Yeah, no problem. So I got some pretty unique financing you might not have been involved with before, since you're on the phone and you pitched me.
What
so
do you mean?
We do a lot of private label leasing. So basically, when we write orders, we write them on our paperwork, and we take 100% of deals.
How big are they? Are these small items or big items?
Everything in between. So Aqua Perfect, for example, typically is smaller items from $1,500 to $30,000.
Okay.
And we do the financing internally if there's a problem with the corporation's finance or whatever.
Okay.
And then based upon cash flow, we may take some deals and send them off to our lease company.
Who do you guys work with for your leasing?
Leaf. Well, we do multiple ones, but the main one we use is Leaf. And then,
so is Leaf your go-to, and then if they decline, they send it to you? Or if you decline, you send it to Leaf?
We take 100% of deals internally.
So regardless of credit score?
Yeah, regardless. We don't check credit. The salesman looks them in the eye, looks at the business, makes a decision on the spot. And
ooh.
We've been doing it for 19 years here in Las Vegas. And we
what's
love
your
it.
What's your prototypical customer, though? Are you guys
commercial businesses? We do anyone, but we don't ever target brand new businesses. We go to existing businesses.
Okay.
So they're almost always, you know, been in business a long time. But
what would Leaf do for you that you wouldn't do internally? Why would you send a deal to Leaf?
Well, we only have so much money. So when we want money, we'll let them fund some of these leases we write. And they'll build a customer, and then we still control the customer. We still they can make the payment to us, perfect or pristine.
But Leaf,
or they can make it to Leaf.
Is Leaf looking at the credit or no?
Yeah, they'll check credit and do a normal lease, except it's private label. We control.
But they have their own standards, Leaf. Correct.
Yeah, whatever they are, go up and down. Sometimes they want business, and they say, we'll take anyone, and sometimes they're like, we're out of money, and we're only taking the best. But it doesn't matter, because we take all of them anyway. If they don't accept them, we do them internally.
What does the bigger equipment cost that you sell? What else do you guys sell? It's very interesting, by the way. It's fascinating.
Yeah, so we've been doing that like 19 years, and I know some of you guys haven't really bumped into that type of stuff.
No, I've bumped into a lot. It's just it's a little different. But the question I was saying, do you guys sell equipment that's more than 30 grand, or is 30 grand your cap?
Well, yeah, no, we do through Pristine Environmental, like the stuff Brian's getting here in the water recycling stuff. But that, you know, like I said, they're all guys where they're doing lots of equipment, and we haven't, it's been a waste of our time to try too hard on the financing of the bigger stuff. The littler stuff, I can just say, it's easy and quick, and they don't care about an interest because it's such a small portion, and it's always our equipment. We're not bundling it with others, and so we use it strategically that way. You know?
I'm not going to come across as like the greasy guy. I'm going to come across the guy as just honest and transparent.
Yeah.
Leaf's a great company. I buy a ton of deals that they won't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Sure.
I buy people that have, look, at the end of the day,
and we don't want to sell. I mean, that doesn't even matter because we take 100% of them anyway.
Yeah,
we only send off, and we don't care if we give you the good, our problems are so minute, we don't care which ones the finance company gets, the best ones, the worst ones, the middle of the road ones, we don't even care, we take them all.
So, I guess the way that I always talk to people is about adding value, and one of the things you mentioned is your salesperson is going out to an existing business, they've been there a long time. Do you guys mainly sell to Vegas? Is that your main market?
Aqua Perfect, yeah.
Okay.
And we don't do that nationally and in Mexico and in Canada. We don't do that kind of thing.
These are just your local guys.
Yeah, because we want it only within driving distance.
Do you sell to people that are outside the Vegas sphere?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I guess where I could fit it in, like I said, I'm not the pushy person. I'm usually, my voicemail, I get like 4 phone calls when I'm on one of these calls, so it's not me being a pushy person. It's also not me being arrogant. I work really hard. That's how I earn business. If you need a resource for financing where you don't want to give a customer terms or you just don't like the risk, send it to me.
Sure.
I mean, I funded deals for 100 grand where a guy had a bankruptcy 3 years ago, and no one really wants to do that. And if they want to, you know, good luck.
Yep.
But in terms of, I think probably where I would fit into your model is A, if it makes any difference, and if you guys getting paid up front versus carrying the note, especially on the bigger stuff, let me know. Someone that's not local. Most importantly, the one thing I hear from you is, you got if you want financing and it's a larger amount, you kind of got to be a pillar in the community. You got to know them. And so what I would offer you is, most of my funding, I even do startups, but startups are they're not easy, but I get them done. But also, even for people that have been in business 2 years, so kind of the way the leasing industry works is, and I'm sure you understand this, the average leasing company, for anything above 20 grand, they're going to run business credit, they're going to run Paydex, they're going to make sure people pay their business bills on time, and the more, if they want to borrow anything 20 grand, but especially 50 grand or over, they usually need about 5 years time in business. My program is very different. I go up to 150 grand with just 2 years time in business. So what I really bring to the table is something that's a little more flexible. It's not a competitive product, but I enjoy talking to people, and you know, if they kind of understand what we can do, sometimes we can help each other, and most importantly, help the customer. That's what I'm about.
We do. We've ignored that part of the business for, well, up until now, and we continue to ignore it. So yeah, keep harassing me once in a while, because one of these days we'll look at trying to help steer that end of the business. Right now, we just let the guys use whoever they want and don't even, you know, try to do any business. You know, we don't try to ask for any of that business. If they ask us, then we deal with it, you know.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure meeting you. You know, if I can help you out,
yep, no problem.
Let me know, and then I'll look out for your invoice, and I'll keep you up to date.
Absolutely. Thanks.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.